Welcome to Mike's Film Talk on Air, Episode 2. Today I'm going to talk about Monkey Man. Now, Monkey Man is a bold Hindi revenge picture, although it's not a Bollywood production. Despite being a Hindi movie, Dev Patel, who stars as Monkey Man, has stepped away from the musically inclined films so beloved by Indian audiences and the rest of the world, myself included. It's interesting to note that if it had been Bollywood style, there would have been a big dance scene or musical number in there somewhere, regardless of the genre of film it turned out to be. Patel started out on British television in the critically acclaimed and much criticized Skins. He's a UK product, and his bona fides include Lion, The Best Exotic Marigold Hotel, and Slumdog Millionaire, which actually put him in the view of the public. Now, the story of Monkey Man is about Kit, played by Patel, who has a loving childhood. And his mother tells him the tale of Hanuman, Monkey Man, and his life seems pretty good. Fast forward to the present, and Kit is grown. He fights to lose, earn a living. He discovers a way to access people who killed his mother. The story behind the story, Monkey Man's childhood tragedy, serves to set up his character, Kit. Kit, it seems, fights to lose as a sort of training. As the film progresses, he gets beaten to a pulp, repeatedly. And yet, he rises each time to fight again. His punishing journey makes the viewer wince. His character has been called the Indian John Wick. It is somewhat apt, although, like Wick and Timex, he can take a licking and keep on ticking. But the death that sends off the chain of events is his mom and not a pet. There are also no intricate shooting sequences featuring a double-tap pistol finish. There is, however, some brilliantly brutal fight sequences. These all show just how bloody hand-to-hand combat can be. Now, the cast is impressive. Sharlto Copley plays Tiger. He's a fight promoter who may be good at his job, but he would completely suck as a mate. He uses Monkey Man to earn money. Tiger makes out, but stiffs the kid, a.k.a. Monkey Man. On a side note here, Copley's got to be one of the busiest actors going at the minute. He is in 4 movies at the time of this review and has an upcoming feature about to go through post-production. Considering the South African actor only really hit it in a big way back in 2009 with District 9, he has continually managed to be on our screens. And this is a good thing. Sikandar Kher is Rana, the corrupt and evil police commander who murders Kid's mother. Ashwini Kalsekar is Queenie, his wife, another individual who is as evil as he is. And Makran Deshpande is Baba Shakti, the holy man behind the corruption. Also present in Monkey Man are India's Hijras, the officially recognized third gender. Kid is rescued by a Hijra, Alpha, played by Vipin Sharma, when his mother is murdered. These third gender warriors step up to help Kid in the film's finale. The rest of the cast include many from Bollywood studios. All are excellent in their field and all bring something to the table. But leave us not be deceived. Monkey Man is not about the acting so much as it is about the fighting. The fight scenes are gloriously brutal. Kudos to fight choreographer Brahman Chab, who also plays King Cobra, and fight coordinator Uda Nans, who, no pun intended, knocked this one out of the park. Dev Patel came up with the story. It actually took him 8 years to write. He then co-wrote the screenplay with John Coley and Paul Agunawala. Patel also directed the feature. And just on a side note, Patel directed and fought in the feature with a broken hand. Cinematography was down to Sharon Mir, who absolutely nailed this one, and the editing was done by Joe Galdo, Tim Merle, and David Jansko. Their work made this a visual feast. The verdict? Mike's Film Talk gives this one a full 5 stars. Patel shines as the titular hero. The fight scenes feel almost as beautiful as any Bollywood musical number. And the revenge, best served cold, is spot on. In terms of score, the film's music was a mixture of cultures and spot on mixes of genres. Monkey Man is now available online via Amazon, Vudu, YouTube, and so on, to rent or buy. In keeping with 2024's theme of choreographed violence, Monkey Man delivers a clear winner. Well, that's all for now. Until next time, keep watching the movies and television and having fun. Bye.